Is it okay if we begin with another word of prayer?
我们开始的时候再有点祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that we have such a wonderful Savior.
主，我们实在感谢你，因为你是我们奇妙的救主。
And Lord, we are so desperate for more of yourself.
主，我们实在是渴望来更多的得到你自己。
And Lord, again this morning, we just say how much we need you.
主，今天早晨我们在这里说，我们是何等的需要你自己。
Lord, we beg that you would fill this room, that your spirit would dominate this room.
主，我们祷告，你自己要充满这个地方，主啊，你的灵要来运行这个地方，占据我们每个人的心。
That the only voice that we hear would be your voice.
那我们所听到的声音乃是单单你自己的声音。
And nothing else.
那我们没有听到任何以外的声音。
So Lord, we bow down and worship.
主，我们在你面前低头俯伏敬拜。
You are our good Lord.
主，你是我们的良善的主。
We thank you so much.
主，我们谢谢你。
In your precious name we pray. Amen.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。Amen.
Just wanted to pose a couple of questions first.
开始的时候先提几个问题。
How many of you have ever skipped a meal in your life?You've not eaten for one meal.
有没有一餐饭没吃的经验?
Wow, this side of the room has never skipped a meal. That's very impressive.
这边的弟兄姊妹们从来没有少吃一顿饭的。
How many people have skipped two meals in their life?
有没有人在你的一生中你有两次没吃饭?
Okay, we have some over here. How many people have not eaten in a whole day?
有没有人一整天没吃饭的经历
?Two days?
两天有没有没吃饭的
?Wow, alright, I'm not going to keep going because it's not going to be healthy anymore.
我不再继续下去了因为这个可能时间长了就不健康了。
So sometimes even if we, so think of that moment when you starved yourself and you fasted and you didn't eat.
当你想一想看当你这个没有吃饭在你这饥饿的时候在你这里进食的时候。
And even skipping that one meal, sometimes we feel so weak and we're so tired.
你是不是觉得说当你少吃一顿饭的话呢你都觉得很累是好像是很软弱
Right, we lose stamina, we can't think clearly.
我们没有力量我们甚至都不能够清醒的来思考。
And we're more irritable, right? Things bother us a lot more easily.
我们也能够比较易怒好像很多东西能够比较容易刺激到我们。
And we get hangry.
我们就是一边饥饿一边很生气。
Yeah, so parents will know this term because when your child is hungry, they're usually angry and they get fussy, right?
做父母亲的可能都知道这个情况，就是当你的孩子他们饥饿的时候，他们可能就很闹。
So yes, any of the parents back here in the back with little kids, they probably have snacks and treats with them. So when their kids get hungry and they're hangry, you feed them something quickly.
我们坐在后排的那个弟兄姊妹们，有孩子的弟兄姊妹们，可能都兜里面都有一些这个零食，因为当他们的孩子们饥饿的时候，他们马上就给他们喂点东西吃。
Right, so this is a picture of someone who's kind of like starving. You think you're constantly thinking of food. You're hangry. You're not feeling well. You're tired. You're exhausted. You're not thinking clearly.
这里一个图片，图片你看见这个人，就他就是很饥饿，他所想的都是食物，他里面就是很难过，里面甚至很生气。
But what happens when we eat food?
但是当我们吃到食物的时候我们是什么感觉呢
Right, we are satisfied. We are filled with joy. We have strength. We have revitalized energy.
我们就很满足我们就很喜乐我们里面就有好像是继续往前走的力量。
Well, we thank God that He's given us food so that we could strengthen our physical bodies and we can continue on.
我们感谢主他赐给我们食物所以我们的这个身体能够得到坚固我们有力量能够过每天的生活。
But thank God, He has also given us spiritual food.
我们感谢神，他还给我们属灵的食物。
And what is the spiritual food? It is the Word of God. It is the Bible.
这属灵的食物就是神的话，就是圣经。
And He's given it to us to eat, to consume.
主把了圣经给我们，让我们来吃他的话。
And it strengthens us so that we can continue on with our walk.
然后坚固我们赐给我们力量让我们走这条路的时候我们可以持续下去。
And it strengthens us and it gives us joy. So the Bible, we can actually eat it, believe it or not.
坚固我们使我们里面喜乐这个圣经的话是我们可以吃的弟兄姊妹相信吗
And it satisfies our soul.
能够使我们的灵魂得饱足。
And here are some Bible verses that speak to that. So Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
马太福音4:4节, 耶稣回答说, 经上记着说, 人活着不是单靠食物, 乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
I sincerely apologize for the Chinese. I can't read or write Chinese, so it's going to be in English.
我们画的面上面只有英文的, 没有中文的。
Jeremiah 15:16 says, your words were found, and I ate them. For your words became for me joy and the delight of my heart. For I have been called by your name, O Lord of hosts.
耶利米书15:16节, 耶和华万军之神啊, 我得到你的言语, 就当食物吃了, 你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐, 因为我是你名下的人。
And Psalm 119:103, how sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
诗篇119:103节, 你的言语在我的上膛何等甘美, 在我口中比蜜更甜。
So these are just a few examples of Bible verses that speak to the fact that we can actually eat the Word of God.
这是圣经中几处的经文, 给我们看见说, 我们确实可以吃主的话。
And in Matthew 4:4, it says that we actually need it, just like we can't live on food, bread alone, but we need every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
马太福音4:4节这里说, 我们确实需要神的话, 就像我们人的身体需要食物一样, 我们要活着, 我们需要吃食物, 我们灵里面需要活着, 我们要神的话。
So just like our physical bodies, our spiritual life, if we fast and we starve ourselves, we become weak.
就像我们那个肉身的身体, 当我们进食的时候, 我们里面身体就会软弱, 我们灵里面也是一样, 当我们灵里面缺乏神的食物的时候, 我们也会软弱。
And if we become weak, we lose spiritual clarity.
如果我们灵里面软弱的话呢, 我们就失去那个属灵的敏锐度。
And it's hard for us to stand firm. We lose spiritual stamina.
如果我们失去属灵的这个能量的话呢, 我们就很难能够站住。
So his word is sustenance. It is for our spiritual life to have strength.
他的话是实质的, 是实际的, 对我们灵里面来说的话, 是我们的力量。
Now I will confess that there are moments in my life where I felt I could live my Christian life and not have to read the Word of God.
我要向弟兄姊妹承认说, 在我过去的年日里面, 有某段时间里面, 我也觉得说, 好像作为基督徒, 我可以不需要神的话, 也可以活着。
And I didn't sense that it was a necessity.
我那时候并没有感觉到说, 神的话是必须的。
It wasn't that I was against reading the Word of God, or I didn't necessarily want to do it, but it wasn't a priority in my life.
那时候并不是说我不要读神的话, 只是说我没有把神的话放在头等重要的地位上面。
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was something I absolutely have to have.
那时候我没有觉得说这个神的话是绝对必须的头等大事。
So in my mind, I thought, well, if I go to church every Sunday, if I go to Bible study every Friday, go to Tuesday prayer meeting, that was good enough.
那时候我觉得我只要逐日来聚会, 听到我们礼拜五晚上有查经,我们礼拜二有祷告聚会, 好像就够了。
But without realizing it, my spiritual life was famished. I was starving, and my spiritual life was hangry.
但是我没有意识到说, 在那种观点里面, 我属灵的生命是饥饿的, 是饥渴的。
And again, I'll admit that my Bible reading has not always been consistent in my life.
我要承认说，我读经的生活在我过去的年日里面也不是说一直都是一样的认真。
There were some moments of my life where I would go on streaks with reading the Bible, and then sometimes it falls to the side.
那有一些时候的话呢，我会坚持读圣经；那有些时候的话，我可能就没有坚持下来。
But it's so important for each one of us to have a daily dose of the Word of God.
但是对我们每一个人来讲的话呢, 每一天都要读一些主的话, 是非常重要的一件事情。
And you know, from a very young age, like many of us, we were taught that we have to read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. Parents nag at their kids, you got to read the Bible.
在我小的时候, 就像我们中间的好多年轻人一样, 在小的时候, 父母亲会告诉你说, 你一定要读圣经, 一定要读圣经, 圣经非常重要。
But there were moments where I felt like, well, I could still get by. I still went through the day without reading it. I was still okay. I survived. And I could maybe coast on the knowledge that I had in the Bible stories of Jesus. I could coast on that and feel like I was okay. I had my ticket of salvation, so I think I'm okay.
好像我们说我们已经够了，好像我已经得救了，我已经凭他的门票了，好像够了。
And very sadly, there are many Christians in the world today who call themselves Christians. They attend church, they participate in services and at various activities, and they never read the Word of God.
难过的一个现象就是我们有很多的基督徒，他们自称为基督徒，可是他们却没有读主的话。他每天好像还可以服侍神，好像外面有很多这个宗教的活动，可是他没有主的话在里面。
And I will say with 100% certainty that there is absolutely no way for us to walk this Christian walk without reading the Word of God.
我可以非常确定的，100%的确定的告诉大家说，没有主的话，我们就不能走好这条属灵的道路。
So the message this morning is that the Word of God is absolutely a necessity in our lives.
今天早晨我这个分享的题目就是主的话是绝对必须的，为了我们能够走好这条属天的道路。
We need to eat it, consume it, digest it, and be rooted in the Word of God.
我们需要来吃它，我们需要来消化它，我们需要来吸收它，我们需要扎根在主的话语里面。
You know, for the high school group this year, our this school year, the theme is to be rooted in Christ.
我们高中组今年的主题就是我们要扎根在基督里面。And
this morning, I invite all of you to consider that as well, and throughout this school year to consider that as well.
今天早上我邀请在座的每个弟兄姊妹们，我们都来思想这句话，扎根在基督里面。为今年也让这个扎根在基督里面这句话成为我们的一个思想的主题。And
so one aspect of being rooted in Christ is being rooted in God's Word.
我们扎根在基督里面的话呢，具体来讲，第一点就是要扎根在他的话语里面。So
almost exactly 2 weeks ago, my son and I went on a hike up to the rim of Mount St. Helens.
两周之前，我和我的儿子去爬那个圣 Helen 火山。And
the interesting thing about this hike was that there are different stages of this hike.
那个这个走这个上这个路有一点意思，就是不同的阶段，它有不同的这个景点。So
the first stage was you're walking through the woods and there was a clear defined trail that we were going through.
第一段的话呢是在树林里面走，这个是非常清晰的一条路。But
after crossing the tree line, there was no longer a clear defined path.
但是呢，过了这个树林这一片的区域的话呢，就没有很清楚的这个路可以走了。And
so what we had to do was we had to rely on these wood posts that someone put up.
所以我们必须依靠这个路标来走这条路。So
if you guys can't see it in the back, I circled it to highlight. These are the wood posts that we have to follow. You can see there's no trail, there's no defined path.
我们图片上能看见说这里面有一些这个路标。 除了路标之后，就没有看见有这个清晰的路径你可以走。So
these wood poles guided us through safe passage to go to the rim of the mountain and then back down.
那个这个木头做的路标就是一个指引，指引我们能够走这条爬山的路，很安全的到达山顶，然后再回来。There
was no cell phone reception up there, so we had to solely rely on these wood posts.
在山顶上也没有电话信号，所以我们必须单单的来依靠这个木头做的路标来走这个安全的路。It
guided us up and it guided us back down.
这个路标带领我们走上去，带领我们走下来。And
I was so thankful that someone actually went up there and put these posts there so that we could follow the right track up.
我实在是很感恩，居然有人爬到这个山顶上去，把这个路标建起来，所以我可以安全的上去下来。And
as we were hiking, I kept thinking to myself, wow, we are really relying on these poles to go up, because if these poles were not there, where would we go?
当我在走这条路的时候，我实在是想说，我们这个好像非常需要这个路标。如果没有路标的话，我们怎么上去，怎么下来呢？
And so as soon as that I was thinking this, a word came into me, and I sensed myself asking myself, well, we're relying on these poles to go up, but what in my life do I rely on in guiding me through life?
当我在思想这个情况的时候，哎，里面我有一句话，就感觉说，我们上山是靠这个路标，但是我这走人生的道路的时候，我到底靠什么来指引呢？
And immediately inside, I answered my own question. It is the Word of God.
我里面马上有个答案出来了，就是神的话，就是我们的人生的指引。
There are many Bible verses on this. One of them is Psalm 119:105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." This is something we're all very familiar with.
圣经里面有很多的话呢，谈到这一点。那其中一个经文就是诗篇119:105，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Right, this is very clear, it's very simple. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It guides me, it shows me which path I should be on.
这段经文的话实在是非常清楚明白地告诉我们说，神的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光，是我们人生道路上的指引。
This next passage is from 2 Timothy 3:14-17. It's a little bit long, but I'll read it. It says, "You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them from, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, and these sacred writings also holy scriptures, word of God, the Bible, it's sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." And continues on, "All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work."
我们下面这段经文是提摩太后书3:14-17。但你所学习的，所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Okay, so without the word of God in our lives, we have no guide. We have no wisdom from this passage. We have no wisdom, no salvation. We have no correction of wrongdoing, no training in righteousness. And we remain in this state of inadequacy, and we are not equipped to do good.
如果我们在人生的道路上面的话，我们没有圣经的话呢，我们就没有救恩，我们就没有得救的智慧，我们就不能够被教训，我们就不能够被督责，我们就不能被归正，我们就不能知道什么是有益的，什么是义。
So if we think we can live our Christian life without the Word of God, we're totally wrong.
如果我们觉得说我们可以过一个基督徒的生活却不靠神的话语的话呢，那完全是错误的事情。
The word of God is so important because of these reasons alone.
神的话是这么的重要，就像这段经文里面所提到的，这些原因就是因为告诉我们说神的话是何等的重要。
We may think that we are good people, but you put our lives next to the word of God, we may not actually be good people.
我们也许觉得说我们自己还是一个好人，但是你把你自己一生你所作所为所思想的跟神的话一比较，你就知道说你不是一个好人。
We may be doing good works, and but according to the word of God, are these really good works, or is it just kindness from our natural selves?
我们有的时候觉得是说我们做了一些善事，但是呢，按照神的话一对比的话呢，我们真的是行神眼中的善事吗？还是说我们只是自以为意
？We might think that we're doing the right thing.But actually, we might not be.
我们有时候觉得说我们自己在做一些对的事情，但实际上在神的眼光中其实并不是如此。
So the word of God is absolutely a necessity in our lives.
神的话对我们的一生来讲的话是绝对必须的一件事情。
And we absolutely need to be rooted in His word.
我们绝对必须扎根在他的话语里面。
So here's a quote by Pastor John Piper. I'm not trying to promote John Piper. I'm not really...totally sold on his style of preaching, but sometimes I gather some gems from what he says, and this is one of them.
我们这段话的话呢，是一个牧师 John Piper 的话。我并不是说完全支持他，他有一些这个观点我也不认同，但是呢，有一些时候他有一些比较好的话，我会摘录下来。
So I really like this quote. It says, "Strong Christians are created not by sermons and commentaries alone, but by personal encounters with Scripture."
这里说一个属灵生命很强壮的一个基督徒，不是因着听道，也不是因着读圣经的注解能够成就的，而是必须通过每个人自己在圣经里面跟神的话有亲自的这个领受，才能成为一个
So if we feel like I could just show up on Sundays and then walk out of here and not touch the Bible at all, I think we're totally deceiving ourselves.
如果我们觉得说我们可以做一个好的基督徒却不读主的话，我们只是靠着每一天，好像每个礼拜主日来聚会，我们就能做好的基督徒，这是一个欺骗，是一个谎言。
And I think there's a lot of wisdom in this quote. It says, "But personal encounters with the Scripture is that's something that's so powerful in our lives."
这段话里面特别提到说，我们必须在主的话语上面有个人的亲自的领受，这是一个非常重要的一点。
If we never touch the Bible, how are we going to have these encounters with God?
如果我们根本就不读圣经，你怎么可能从圣经里面跟借着主的话，能够与主有这个亲自的启示的领受呢？
And have the power of God, the power of His Word, be real inside of us.
如果你不读圣经的话呢，你怎么能够有遇见神的经历呢？那神的能力怎么能在你身上成为一个实际呢？
So it says strong Christians here. It's not just Christians, because there are many Christians who say they're Christians. But strong Christians, we need that personal encounter with Scripture, with the Word of God.
所以这里特别提到的是一个信心坚固的基督徒，不是一般的基督徒。我们知道有很多基督徒他只是名义上的基督徒。这里提到说信心坚固的基督徒一定是与主的话有个亲自的领受。
So I'm going to take all of you on our hike and parallel that with the Word of God in our lives.
我刚才给弟兄姊妹们好像是借着这个走路登山的这个经历来对照这个圣经作为我们人生道路上的指引这件事情。
So there are three points. There are so many points regarding the Word of God, and I recognize that. So Lord gave me these three points this morning.
我们呢分享主的话呢，我们可以分享方方面面很多的点，但今天早晨的话呢，主赐给我一个三个点。
The first one is that the Word is truth. The Word of God is truth.
第一点提到说，他的话语是真实的。
So on our hike, it was my son and I and a couple of his friends and their dads. There was a moment when we were hiking and my son is, so I was with my son and his two friends and the two other dads were a little bit further back and we couldn't see them. There's one moment where my son and one of his friends started walking towards one of the poles.
那个就讲到我们登山的经历的话，那一天我们跟其他两个家庭一块去，对吧？他们也有孩子，然后呢，在有一段路的时候呢，是我和我的儿子，还有他的两个朋友，然后呢，这两个朋友的爸爸在后面，对吧？然后那个时候呢，有一个孩子，他好像要朝那个路标走过去。So
my son and this other friend went towards the pole. The other friend looked to the left and he said, "Guys, I'm pretty sure that going left is better, and I think this is a shortcut."
然后呢，我的儿子和他一个朋友朝着这个路标走过去，但是呢，他另外朋友说：“哎，伙计们，那个你看左边好像是一条更好的路，好像是一个捷径耶，我们应该走这条路。” So
I was kind of in a dilemma because I was the only adult and I wanted to go with my son, but then I couldn't let this other kid go down that way by himself. So I kind of stood back for a moment just to see what was going to happen.
那个时候呢，好像我在一个渺茫的境界里面，因为我想要跟我的儿子一块走这条路，朝着路标走。可是我又不能离这个，把这个孩子单单的留在这里，让他走另外一条路。所以我就留在后面来看一看到底这两条路要通到哪里去。So
I just observed for a quick moment, and so that other friend started off to the left because he thought it was better, and he thought it was a shortcut. He took a couple of steps forward.
然后呢，我在后面就是开始观察，然后看见那个孩子的话呢，他觉得左边好，他就往左边去，然后呢，开始往上面走。And
then he walked a couple of feet and then stopped and he said, "You know, I'm going to follow the pole. The pole does not lie."
他往那边走了大概几英尺之后的话，他停住了，然后他说：“哎，我还是要照按照路标所指引的走，因为路标不会撒谎。” And
in me, I was like, "Yes, thank you."
然后我心里说：“对，应该是这样子。”
So when he said that, follow the pole, it does not lie.
他那个孩子会说，跟着路标走，因为路标不会错。
At that very moment, a thought came into me, that very split second. These poles that we were following, these wood posts that we were following, were steadfast and true in guiding us down the mountains safely.
有那个话在我里面说，这个路标就是那个正确的、那个坚固的路标，指引我们上山下山的路标。
And I was thinking, what in my life is steadfast and true and worthy of following?
在我的人生道路上面，有什么东西是那个坚固的，是那个正确的，是那个值得我来跟随的？
So there are a lot of shortcuts in life. There are a lot of other paths in life that seem to be better.
在我们人生的道路上面的话呢，你有的时候会觉得说，好像有很多捷径，有很多看起来很好的这个快路。
But what is the right path that we should be on?
但是对我们来讲的话呢，什么才是那个正确的那条道路？
And inside again, I answered my own question. It is the word of God. It is true. It does not lie.
在我里面的话呢，一个答案马上出来，那个正确的路就是神的话所指引的路，因为它是坚固的，它是真实的，它是正确的。
So throughout this hike, I was hiking, enjoying things, but the Lord kept feeding me like these encouragements to myself, that reminders to myself of what is important in life.
在登山的时候的话呢，我很享受这个过程。那同时的话呢，主的话在我里面一直来提醒我，一直来鼓励我，告诉我说人生道路该怎么走。
Even what these boys were saying, their conversations, he said, follow the pole, I'm going to follow the pole, it does not lie.
就包括是孩子们之间的对话，那个孩子说跟着路标走，路标不会撒谎。
So the word of God is truth. It does not lie.
主的话是真实的，主的话是不会错的。
And we can see that in Psalm 119 verse 160 it says, All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal.
我们来看诗篇，这里面也叫说你的话是真实的，你的话是永远长存的。
So all your words are true. That is the truth. It will not lie.
神的话是真实的，神的话不会错，不是虚假的。
The second thing is his word will never change.
第二点的话就是神的话是永不改变的。
So in this life, everything is subject to change and everything will fail us.
在我们的一生中间，我们周围的环境的话呢，我们很多的事情都会改变，很多事情都会让我们失望。
Right, our physical bodies will change and will fail us.
我们的身体会改变，我们的身体有一天也会让我们失望。
Our finances, things that we find security in, will change and will fail us.
我们的财富，我们以前觉得财富是很安全的，但是财富也会改变，财富也会使我们失望。
Right, we see the economy go up and down, you know, inflation up and down, what is our money worth? It will fail you.
我们看见说这个经济，对吧？经济有这个好的时候，有这个衰退的时候，我们也看见这个钱有通胀的时候，对吧？你可能有一天这个钱也会让你失望。
Those of us who have seen the light and are believers, we've accepted the salvation of Jesus, we recognize that money cannot buy you eternal life.
对我们来讲，我们已经得救了，我们已经信主了，我们知道说钱不能给你带来永生。
Money cannot cleanse you from your sins.
钱也不能够使你的罪得洁净。
Right, it will fail you.
钱会让你失望的。
All material things and everything that we see in this physical world will change and it will fail you.
所有物质的东西，所有这个宇宙里面你看得见摸到的东西都会改变。
Everything gets old, everything will rot away.
所有的东西都会衰老腐朽。
But what is the one thing that will never change?
但是有一件事情永不改变。
And praise God for that.
我们感谢主，我们赞美主。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
圣经里话告诉我们说，天地都要废去，但是我的话一点都不改变。
Isn't this worthy of clinging to? Isn't this worthy of following?
这是不是值得我们来跟随，值得我们来依靠呢？
There are so many other things in this world that we see, we shortcuts, better paths that we think are better, and we try to follow that path.
我们看见说世界上有很多东西好像看起来是一个捷径，好像看起来好像很吸引我们走这条捷径。
But why would we choose to follow a path that was destined to fail?
但是呢，如果我们这么做的话呢，那个捷径只会我们带到那个死地，使我们失望。
But yet we have the word of God, and it will last forever. It will never pass away.
但是我们里面有主的话，主的话是永远不会使我们失望，主的话是永远长存的。
This is the pole that we're following. It does not lie. It will not change.
主的话就是我们人生道路的路标，这个路标是真实的，是正确的，是永不改变的。
The third aspect to this is that it will not fail, like we mentioned.
这个第三点我们提到说，这个神的话不会失败。
And it is the truth, and it will not lead you astray.
它是真实的，它不会带你到歧途上去。
Like we just said, everything else will fail, but the word of God will never fail us.
除了神的话以外的东西都会使我们失望，都会失败，但是神的话不会失败。
Right, just like my son's friend said, follow the pole, it does not lie. In our lives, actually, it is follow the word of God, it will not lie.
就像我的孩子的这个朋友所说的，跟着路标走，路标不会错。那对我们来讲的话呢，我们跟着神的话语走，神的话语不会错。
Sorry, the font is kind of small, isn't it? It says in Proverbs 30, verse 5, it says, every word of God proves true.
在箴言34章第5节这里说，神的言语句句都是炼净的。
Every word of God proves true.
神的言语句句都是炼净的，都是真实的。
It's not just some abstract thing where God says, my word is truth, and we're like, okay, it's truth, but what does that mean? His word in our lives prove to be true.
神的话语不是抽象的，好像只是说，哦，它是真实的。神的话语是被证明是真实的。
So the more we follow the word, the more we realize that every word of his proves to be true.
当我们在生活中间越多的来跟随主的话语，我们就越来更多的来证实神的话语是真实的。But
we have to follow his word.
但是我们必须来跟随主的话。Otherwise,
we will never experience this.
不然的话，我们就不能够经历到神的话语是真实的这样的经历。Okay,
the second big kind of point is the word of God is our guiding light.
我们第二点要交通道讲到的话，神的话就是我们路上的指引的光。
And we already mentioned this verse, Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
我们已经读过这里的经文了，就是诗篇119篇105节。你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
So on our hike on the way down, the clouds all of a sudden covered us as this thick fog, and we could barely see like 20 feet in front of us.
当我们那天下山的时候，哎，突然起了大，云很厚，云层很厚，我们就看不见了，好像只能看见前面20英尺远的地方。
This picture doesn't do it justice. This is one of the other dads taking a picture of, I think that's me and my son and one of his other friends. This was actually a moment where it was a little bit more clear, but it was so, the fog and the cloud was so thick, we could barely see, like literally 20 feet in front of us.
我们这里有个照片，照片里面看见我还有我的儿子，还有他的一个朋友，对吧？这是另外一个daddy拍的照片。那个时候已经好像是好很多了，能见度好很多了。在真正的情况是非常非常厚的云层，20米之外你看不见。
And there was a moment where we totally deviated and veered way off track.
那个云层非常厚，能见度很低，我们20英尺之外就看不见，所以有一阵子的话，我们就完全走偏了路。
Then finally we were like, okay, stop. I think we're like going the wrong way. And we had a quick huddle, and I think everyone was like, okay, where are these poles? Remember those poles? Where are these poles?
最后我们就停下来说，哦，停下来，停下来，我们好像走错了路了。我们就一块重新聚集在一起，然后大家都开始说，那个路标在哪里？路标在哪里？
So isn't this true in our own lives? There are moments where maybe we're crystal clear on things. We have clarity. We know exactly the right path. We know exactly what action to take.
这是也是我们人生的经历。有一些时候，我们好像是我们能见度很好，我们能够知道前面的路，我们知道前面的方向，我们知道该做什么事情。
But then there are sometimes moments in our lives where there's like a big cloud in our view, in our lives. It's foggy. We don't know what to do. We don't know what path to go on.
但是有一些时候的话，好像我们人生中有这个云层很厚，那个密云遮盖，我们就失去了这个方向，失去了这个能见度，我们不知道该走哪条路。
Right, there may be difficulties or challenges or stresses in your life.
也许你生活中遇到了难处，遇到了这个挑战，遇到了一个困难的环境。
Maybe it's decisions on a major in college or a job or career.
就比如说你要做一个很重要的决定，比如说升学的决定，或者你要换工作的决定。
Maybe it's like a decision whether you're going to have a relationship with someone or not.
或者你要进入一个新的一个关系。
Maybe it's a decision on marriage.
或者你一个重大的决定，你要决定说是否结婚，跟谁结婚。
Maybe you just failed a test in your class and you're like, what do I do now?
或者说你考试经过一个失败，然后你不知道说下面该怎么办。
Maybe you didn't get into the major that you wanted or the school that you wanted and you're like, what do I do now?
或者你要申请的这个专业没有录取你，然后你就对自己说我该怎么办。
Maybe there's a huge disappointment or hurt in your life that you are carrying around with you and you don't know how to react or what you should do.
或者你在生命中你遇到一个极大的失望，或者你被伤害了，你带着这个伤害，你就不知道说该怎么办。
So in moments when we feel like we are stuck in this deep fog and you just have no clarity, you can't see clearly the path.
就是如果你遇到这种情况，在你人生中你遇到一个浓雾弥漫的时候，你看不见路的时候，
we need to pause and take a look at the word of God.
我们需要停下来，我们需要来查看主的话语。
The danger if we don't is that we could continue to walk down this wrong path.
那个如果你不这么做的话呢，危险就是你可能在这个歧路上面，不正确的路上面一直往前走，走得更远了。
And the farther we walk away and deviate from the right path, more treacherous and more dangerous it will be.
你越多的偏离主的路的话呢，可能越危险。
So just like on our hike, as we were coming down, we totally got off course. And if we decide to continue on that course, who knows where we would have been. There were rocks that were sharp and, you know, kind of big cliffs that we could have, you know, fallen off of.
那天我们登山的话呢，我们走偏了路之后，如果我们继续往那边走的话呢，不知道会发生什么事情，那也许会遇到这个很难走的路，那个石头很多，很大，很尖利，然后也许会遇到岩石，你很容易就掉下去，悬崖。
And so if we continued on this path, we would have been in great danger, potentially.
如果你继续走这条错误的路的话呢，你很可能会进到一个非常危险的地步里面去。
But we stopped, and we said, where are those poles? And we all started looking for these poles.
但是我们停下来，然后我们说路标在哪里，然后我们每个人都在找路标。
Because these poles were a guiding light to our path to safety back to the base camp.
因为那个路标就是我们路上的光，能够指引我们走回到那个我们的营地里面去。
So in our lives, when we go through these challenges, the hurt, when we're unclear on things, we need to go back to our guiding light, which is the Word of God.
所以在我们人生的道路上面，当我们遇到挑战的时候，遇到这些伤害的时候，我们需要回到神的话语里面去，来寻找神的话语的指引。
And we need to be on that right path, because that right path in the Word of God, it does not lie.
我们需要回到这个正确的路上来，因为正确的路上就是主的话语，主的话语是不会错的。
So we were hiking following these poles, I already showed this picture, but the poles in our life, what if it's the word of God that we're clinging to guiding us through life?
我们已经看过这张照片了，对吧？我们沿着这路标往上面走，我们现在把这路标换成圣经，换成主的话，对吧？这就是我们人生的道路了。
Right, the lamp unto my feet.
就是我们脚前的灯。
Right, we follow His word. We don't know where's the trail, where's the right path, but we have the word of God guiding us through life.
我们来跟随主的话，当我们不知道说路在哪里的时候，主的话就是我们脚前的灯，就是路上的光。我们跟着光，我们就能够往前走。
So, like we mentioned at the beginning.The Word of God is sustenance for our spiritual life. It gives us strength to continue on, but it is also a playbook for our lives.
我们刚才提到说，主的话就是我们生命的属灵生命的那个实际的粮，它能够帮助我们，能供应我们，给我们力量。同时，它也是那个指引，告诉我们一步一步怎么往前走。
It tells us what action we should take.
它告诉我们每一步路所采取的这个行动是什么。
And I'll use football as an example.
我用那个美式橄榄球做一个例子。
So football players have this really thick playbook that they have to memorize.
那橄榄球的队员的话，每个队员他们都要背一个很厚很厚的那个好像是这个手册。
It's like a manual on where they should be at the right time.
那个手册会告诉他们说，在某一个阵势里面，在某一个点，他应该在哪里的位置。
Right, so like this.
像这幅图画上面所画的,
the X's and O's.
那有一些是X, 有一些是有对方的队员的位置跟我们队员的位置。
Right, so a wide receiver, who he's the position player who runs out, he catches the ball.
有一个就是接收员, 对吧? 他需要跑位, 跑到一个对的地方才能够接到球。
But if he runs out there and he runs on the wrong path, the quarterback has no idea where he's going, and he's going to throw it to the wrong place.
如果接球的人他没有跑对位的话, 那么扔球的人就不能够扔到正确的位置, 他让他能接到。
And the running back, which is the position where you hand the ball off and he takes the ball and he runs.
然后那个拿球要跑的人, 他也有他的位置。
He's got an offensive line putting gaps. And if there's an A gap, B gap, and C gap, and he doesn't know where they are, there's nowhere for him to run. He can't advance the ball forward.
因为那个正式里面的话呢, 会提到就是在进攻一方, 他会造, 会撕裂对方的这个防线, 但是呢, 这个撕裂有不同的位置, 所以他要知道他这个正式里面, 他们要从哪个位置突破。
So football players have to memorize. They're studying film. They're meditating on these plays so they know exactly where they need to be at the right time so that the quarterback can throw them the ball or hand the ball off to them.
所以橄榄球的队员的话，他们就要记住这些每一个阵势、每个阵势的这个排兵布阵、这个队员的位置、他们这个操作的这个节奏。所以他一定要知道，这样的话，他们在上场训练的时候才能够配合得非常好。
So this is a quote of an NFL football player.
这是一个橄榄球队员的说的话。
So he speaks of him. It says he lugged his three-ring playbook around like it was a Bible. He read it, he knew it, and protected it enough to carry it into the stall next to the toilet.
这是一个橄榄球队员所说的话，他们的那个手册的话非常厚的，是一个很厚的一个 binder， 他是要把它当做圣经一样，随时带着，然后呢，也是随时读的，然后随时把它完全的记住，把它保护的非常好。The
playbook is the one thing that's sacred to football. It has all our secrets.
这个手册的话呢，对橄榄球队员来说的话是非常宝贵神圣的东西，是他们的秘密所在。
So this playbook, you can see, is so important for football players. They're literally carrying it around wherever they go and protecting it, even to the bathroom. They're holding it with them because it's that important to them.
这个手册对橄榄球队员来说是这么重要，无论他们往哪里去，他们都带着它，都保护它，甚至上厕所也要带着它。
And in this quote, it actually says it is sacred to football. Well, in the verse we read earlier, what are those sacred writings? What are the things that we're clinging on to in our lives?
对这个橄榄球队员来说的话，这个手册对他们来说是神圣的，是宝贵的。那对我们基督徒来讲的话呢，什么是那个宝贵的那些话语呢？
Going back to this slide, the word of God, do we carry it with us wherever we go?
这个圣经就是我们的宝贵的神的话语。那我们在走着人生道路的时候，有没有带着它呢？有没有随时带着它呢？
Is the word of God sacred to us?
神的话对我们来说是神圣和宝贵的吗？
Do we feel like we need to have it, that we can't let go of the word of God, that we have to bring it literally everywhere we go?
我们有没有觉得说我们随时随刻需要主的话语，无论我们往哪里去，我们都需要带着主的话？
So the playbook is so important for a quarterback on the team that the quarterback wears a sleeve. This little thing that I circled yellow right there. It's a sleeve of the plays.
这个手册的话呢，对这个扔球的这个人的话呢，是非常非常重要的一个，他都把它戴在手上。
Because sometimes you have to make a last minute audible, which is you make a change of the play. But if you don't know what the play is, so he has, in case he forgets, he has this little sleeve where he can pull it up and go, oh, that's the play that I want.
因为有些时候在最后的时刻，你可能需要改变临时的排兵布阵的方案，所以他需要来参考这个手册，他需要把它袖子摞起来，然后翻开来看。
So here you can see Geno Smith probably followed the right play and he scored a touchdown. That's why he's celebrating right here.
我们这张图片里面看见说他可能就是刚刚得分了，所以在这里很高兴的喊叫。
They're playing right now. Hopefully they're winning. But no one check the score. Don't even think about it. You guys with phones, don't check the score. I know you're tempted to.
今天早上的话呢，有橄榄球的比赛，对，但是呢，没有人应该去看这个比赛。
Okay, now wearing this sleeve of plays, does this remind you of any verse in the Bible?
这个橄榄球运动员把他们的手册戴在手臂上面，你没有弟兄姊妹有没有想到说圣经里面有这样的教导？
How about this one? In Deuteronomy 11:18-19, it says, Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands. Bind them on your forehead. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
那个《生命记》11:18-19，这里说，你们要将我的话存在心内，留在意中，记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，也要教训你们的儿女，无论坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Doesn't this sound like those football players who are treasuring that playbook? They write it on, they have a playbook on their hands, they're studying it, they're constantly thinking about it.
这就是好像我们橄榄球运动员所做的事情，他们把他的手册放在手上，他们来读，他们来默想，他们来记住，他们随时带着那个手册。
But the Word of God is our guiding light. It is precious and sacred to us. We need to follow these words. Keep them, fix them in your hearts, in your minds.
圣经就是我们引路的灯，所以我们需要按照这句话里面所说的，把它放在心里面，留在意中，记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
Take them, basically take them wherever you go.
就是说你无论去哪里，你就把神的话带在身边。
It says, when you lie down and when you wake up, that means all waking hours, you're clinging to the Word of God.
这里说躺下起来都要谈论，就是说你醒的任何一个时刻，你都要来思想神的话语。
Write them on your hands, bind them to your foreheads.
这里说记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
I've heard some theologians use this verse, and they said that back in the day, they actually had these little boxes with scrolls of the Word of God, and they would attach it to their forehead so that they would not forget. They would literally walk around with the Word of God attached to their forehead.
我听一些这个神学家说，在这个过去有个以色列有这个传统，他们把这个经文写在纸上，把这张纸卷起来，然后放在一个盒子里面，然后把这盒子的话绑在额头上面，所以他们真的是戴在额上为经文，他们无论往哪里去都带着神的话。
So when I was in high school and college, I used to write Bible verses on post-its.
当我在高中在大学的时候，我曾经把神的话写在这个粘贴纸上面。
And I would stick them everywhere. I would put it in the car, put it in the bathroom mirror, put it right on my computer screen. So these areas where I have to look, and immediately I'm drawn to these Bible verses.
我把神的话写在纸上，然后贴在车里面，贴在这个厕所的这个镜子上面，贴在我的计算机上面，就是我经常去的地方，我们经常看的地方，我就把它们放在那个地方。这样的话，我只要一看就看见神的话，马上把我的注意力引到神的话上面去。
Because I knew that I'm a very forgetful person, I get distracted very easily.
因为我知道我是一个非常健忘的一个人，我也是非常容易被影响，好像是失去注意力的一个人。
If you were to go into my office at work, you would see kind of Bible verses all over my wall.
如果你去我的办公室，你就能看见说，在我办公室的墙上的话呢，上面都是神的话。
My kids wrote Bible verses for me, and I would stick them on the wall.
现在说是我的儿子们，我的孩子们，他把这个圣经的话写在纸上面，然后把它贴在墙上。
I think this is a good reminder, a practical reminder that we make God's word visible to us.
这是一个非常好的一个提醒，非常一个实际的一个做法，就是我们把神的话变成一个可视的，随时可见的，在我们的生命中。
So sometimes in my life, at work, maybe my emotions and my thoughts deceive me, and I go down this wrong path.
有些时候在工作中，我的情感、我的想法欺骗了我，那我到了一个错误的路上去。
But at any moment, if I sit in my office, I look at these Bible verses posted on the wall, it creates this instant connection with the Word of God.
但是呢，当我抬头看见墙上这些神的话的时候，我马上就被神的话带到神的同在中间来。
The challenge, the difficult situations, they're still there, they're still in front of me, but the Word of God is keeping me standing and puts me on the right path.
那个难处，那个挑战还在那里，但是呢，神的话的话就能把我带到神的同在中间，带到神的意念里面来。
So it's okay.To have a little cheat sheet of Bible verses that we put in our lives and make it visible.
所以这是很好的做法，我们能够把神的话抄在纸上，然后呢，让我们随时都能看见神的话。
And we better move on to our last point here.
我们要来分享第三个点。
The word of God is our salvation. It literally saves us.
神的话就是我们的救恩，这个救恩是非常真实的，非常具体的。
And I'll just use Bible verses to drive home this point.
我要引用圣经的一些经文。
The first one is, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
这希伯来书四章十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵，骨节与骨髓，都能刺入剖开，连心中的意念和主意都能辨明。
The word of God is living and active because our God is a living and active God and he is in our lives.
神的话是活的，是活泼的，是有功效的，因为我们的神是活的，他活在我们的生命中。
The word of God in us is a light and it guides us through life.
神的话在我们里面是一个光，能够指引我们走人生的路。
And it's living and active, it's telling us, literally telling us what is right and what is wrong.
神的话是活泼的，他在我们里面会告诉我们说什么是对的，什么是错的。
And if we did commit a wrong, that living word inside of us tells us, Hey Ben, you need to go apologize to that person.
当我们犯了错误，我们得罪了人，我们犯罪的时候的话呢，神的话在我们里面就会提醒我们说，你应该去道歉。
It's active because that sense will keep burning inside of me until I actually take that to action, apologize, and then.I'm brought to his salvation.
神的话是活泼的，是有功效的，因为他在我们里面是会一直不断的在提醒我们，在我们里面燃烧，直到我们服下来，直到我们照着他去做，哎，他就把我们带到救恩里面来了。
James 1 verse 21 through 22 it says, Therefore get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you.Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says.
雅各书一章二十一节到二十二节，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，全温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
So we need to humbly accept the word of God because we have to understand this is.Our creator, the creator of the universe, it's his words for us.
我们需要全谦卑温柔的心来领受主的话，因为我们要知道说这是造物的主的话语。
Who are we that we should think that we don't need to listen to his voice?
我们是谁呢？我们难道居然可以不听神的话语吗？
So we need to humbly accept the word that was planted in us.
我们需要谦卑的来领受神的话。
And that word can save you.
因为这个话能够给我们带来救恩。
And the last part too, it's don't just listen to it, we need to do it. We need to be obedient and take that to action.
我们最后一节说，你们要行道，不要单单听道，你们需要顺服，需要照着主的话去做。
Psalm 119:11, Your word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you. Now in the English, sometimes it'sYour word I've hidden in my heart, or your word I've stored up in your heart. I really like this version where it says, I have treasured in my heart.
诗篇119篇11节，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。这个藏字的话呢，有一些版本翻译叫藏，有的时候翻译成是宝贝，像宝贝一样放在心里面。
Because God loves us so much that he's given us his word, and we need to treasure it. There's...Great value in the Word of God.
因为神爱我们，所以他把这话赐给我们，所以我们要宝贵神的话语，像那宝贝一样保存在我们心里面。
And when we treasure it and we value the Word of God,
当我们宝贵神的话语，当我们真是看重它的价值的时候
，it will cause us to not sin.
那就能帮助我们不犯罪。
Sorry, we're running out of time. One last verse. Philippians 2:16. Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I may not run in vain or labor in vain.
最后一节经文是腓立比书二章十六节，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
So if we hold on to the hold fast the word of life, on that day when we see the Lord, there will be rejoicing. He is our salvation. The word of God is saving us daily and moment by moment, preventing us from sin, preventing us from running in vain. And on that day, we can rejoice and see our Lord.
如果我们持守神的话语，我们持守生命的话语，那那一天当主来的时候，我们就可以欢喜快乐，因为我们按照他的话语来服侍，我们就没有空跑，我们也没有徒劳。
Some concluding thoughts.
我们最后一点结论。
Everything that we say, everything that we think about in our walk with the Lord, has to be in the perspective of the eternal purpose of God, the EPOG.
我们每一天我们所思想的，我们所说的，我们所做的，我们需要有那属天的眼光。
Do you guys like that? I stole that from Dana. Dana's about the EPOV, the eternal purpose of God. This is the eternal point of view. This is the eternal purpose of God. Everything that we are here for has to be in perspective of the eternal purpose of God.
这个短语的话呢，是借我借我们这俩弟兄的，他是讲到说，你需要有属天的永远的眼光来看我们今天所做的、所发生的每一件事情。
And what is the eternal purpose of God in us? It is Christ is glorified. He's already glorified.
什么是那个属天的永远的眼光的话，就是看见说基督已经荣耀，基督已经得到荣耀。
And Christ in us is the hope of that glory.
基督在我们里面是那荣耀的盼望。
That is the eternal purpose of God because He knows that we can't be glorified in ourselves.
那是神永远的旨意，神永远的目的，因为他知道说我们自己，我们不能够荣耀自己。
But we need Christ in us, and that gives us the hope of glory.
我们需要在我们里面的基督成为我们荣耀的盼望。
So how do we do that? Well, the Word of God in us, and the Holy Spirit revealing His Word to us and making it real to us.
我们怎么来实行呢？怎么来操练呢？我们就把神的话放在我们的里面，让圣灵把这些话能够解开，能够让我们看见基督的荣耀。Then
we realize that Christ is everything to us.
那我们就能够明白说，基督在我们里面是一切。There's
nothing else worth holding on to.
除了基督以外，没有任何一个东西值得我们再持守。There's
nothing else worth following.
除了基督以外，没有任何东西能够值得我们来跟随。And
we see those wood poles, which are the Word of God in our lives, that are worthy of aiming towards and walking towards.
我们人生道路上的目标就是我们的主的话语，就是我们的目标。And
it doesn't mean that just because we read the Word of God that you will score 100% on your next test.
这并不是说当你读主的话语之后呢，下一个考试你就得100分。And
that you will never fail.
你就再也不失败了。And
that life will be perfect.
你的生命就完全了。That's
not what it's about.
这不是这么说的。But
having the Word of God in us brings us closer to Him.
我们里面有主的话，能够把我们带到与他的同在里面。There
are so many Bible verses on abiding in the Word of God. We should all do that as a homework assignment. Google it and read all of those verses that speak to us abiding in His Word.
圣经里面有很多的话讲到说住在他的话语里面，我们可以有个作业给大家，大家回去之后可以来搜一下那个住在主的话语里面，圣经有很多很多的出题道。But
when we are near Him, He will lead us.
我们如果亲近他，他就亲近我们。So
that when we do fail a test, He will lead us through that failed test.
如果我们亲近他，他会带领我们。如果我们在考试中失败了，没考好，但是呢，他可以带领我们继续往前。Maybe
we go through bad relationships in life and He will lead us through those bad relationships.
也许我们刚刚经历一段感情的失败，但是呢，他可以带领我们往前面走。
Maybe there's critical decisions. He will lead us through those critical decisions.
在这关键的决定的时候的话，他会带领我们来做决定。There's
heartache, failure, suffering, and He will lead us through all of those.
我们也许会有失望、伤心、痛苦的时候，但是他可以带着我们往前面去。And
just do it. Just read it.
我们就是要读主的话，我们就是要来顺服他的话。And
don't stop reading it.
我们不要停止读他的话。And
if we have a pause and we maybe have forgotten to read it, just pick it up and read it. It's never too late to turn back to the Word of God.
也许我们中断了一些日子，但是呢，你就马上捡起来，从今天开始你就把它捡起来，继续读下去。The
Word of God is a necessity to us. It literally is sustenance to our spiritual life.
主的话对我们来说是必须的，对我们属灵的生命是那个必须的那个实质的那个生命的粮。
And we have to be rooted in His word because everything else is going to fade away. Everything else will fail.
我们需要扎根在主的话语里面，因为除了他的话语是坚定的、永不改变的，其他一切都要改变。
So why would we not want to be rooted in something that will never pass away?
我们为什么不扎根在这个永不改变的神的话语里面呢
？And we have to realize it is a necessity.
我们需要意识到主的话是必须的。
All right, we're way out of time, so sorry about that. Let's close with a word of prayer.
好，我们最后一点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that you are so kind and so good to us.
主，我们谢谢你，你现在我们是何等的良善。
We're so thankful that you've given us your word.
我们感谢你，你把你的话语赐给我们。
And your word is alive, it is active, it is here to save us.
你的话是新鲜，是活泼的，是有功效的。
Lord, help us to treasure it, help us to see its great value.
主，你帮助我们，让我们宝贵你的话语，让我们看见你话语的宝贵的价值。
And Lord,Continue to prove in us that your word is so true, it's never failing.
主，你帮助我们，在我们里面证明你的话语是活泼的，是有功效的。
We're so thankful for who you are to us.
主，我们感谢你，因为你向着我们是信实的那一位。
And again, we just bow and worship. You are our Lord, our good shepherd.
我们在你面前只有低头俯伏下拜，因为你是那个好牧人。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。阿门。